I'm walking the entire coast of Great Britain. I'm also doing a lap of every single island that's attached to the mainland via a bridge, and I'm sleeping rough every single night. I'm raising money for Help for Heroes, and I'm also raising awareness for homelessness because one third of the real street sleepers, the real homeless in Great Britain, are ex-forces, and that's why I've been sleeping rough every single night to raise awareness for that.
If you don't mind me asking, just what's your story and what made you do this?
I had a B&B in Blackpool up until the end of 2011. It didn't work out. I'd also hadn't paid my national insurance stamp while I was self-employed. So when I did come to claim benefits, was told I wasn't entitled to it because I hadn't kept up my contributions. So with no income, I couldn't find work either. I'd applied for, hundreds of jobs, didn't get a job. So with no income, no job, I was, left in a mess. I decided then to sell absolutely everything I owned to do this challenge. I was inspired by watching, because at the time I was very depressed and also feeling quite suicidal, to be fair. I did contemplate doing the worst, but at the time I was watching a young parachute soldier who'd lost his legs, and I saw him on telly through his rehabilitation. That sort of gave me the reality check I needed. Although I was sort of in a mess myself, at least I'd got my health. I was also watching a program called Coast, which was on a couple of years ago, and coupled with the fact that I was living in Blackpool, I put the three great things together and come up with this crazy idea, and that's where it all stemmed from, really, to be honest. So I sold everything I owned, and then between January and July of 2012, I then got ready for this challenge by walking up and down England on the canal network systems, getting used to living rough and walking. I had set my date to leave Blackpool on 8 o'clock in the morning on the 8th of the 8th, 2012, and I chose to go anti-clockwise because I didn't fancy doing a winter in the top of Scotland. However, as it turned out, I still end up doing a winter in the top of Scotland, but I'm still here to tell the tale. And so this is, for me, today is day 577. I've now covered over 8,000 miles. I'm on my 14th pair of boots, and I think I've now raised about £183,000.
And where have you been sleeping? What type of places have you been sleeping out in?
In 576 nights, I've now slept everywhere from a cave with a seal, multi-story car park, shop doorways, barns, stables, sheds, in the woods, on beaches, public toilets. That's just to name a few, but there's many more weird and wonderful places. My favourite bed for the night, actually, and I remember watching it on a programme called Coast. It was St. Govan's Chapel, which is an ancient chapel that's built into the cliff face on the Pembrokeshire Coastal Path. And I remember seeing that programme and saying to myself, I can't wait to see that chapel. Well, not only did I see it, I slept in it for the night.
And you've been in the Bay Area, which is kind of from all the way to the top of like Windermere to now here in Morecambe for quite a few weeks now. But you got an exceptional welcome when you arrived in Haverick.
Yeah, Haverick was just, amazing, to be fair, because I wasn't expecting it. A huge turnout. I didn't even realise that many people lived in that area, to be honest. But it was, a massive turnout.
And now you're in Morecambe, so you walked on the prom, and is it nice to see kind of famous sights wherever you go and, see our coastlines?
Yeah, I've seen the most beautiful sights, beaches, and I've learnt so much on this, history, architecture and geology. It's been amazing,
So you've had an exceptional welcome wherever you've gone. Has it been quite overwhelming, the response from all the people all over the country that have come to see you?
Yeah, well, to start with, obviously, it wasn't like that. I think when I set out, I'd only got 100 friends on my Facebook page that knew exactly what I was doing. But now, obviously, it's thousands of people. So people, and because I've been documenting it every single day with what day it is, where I've gone from, where I've gone to, and also taking a picture at least every single mile of the coastline for my records, people know where I am and know where to find me. And I do find it quite overwhelming at times because I spent so long, on my own, living and sleeping rough.
People don't realise this issue, though. I mean, I was kind of unaware of it and naive of it. You think that when soldiers get back from action that they have, kind of in the olden days, like in the World War, there's a home for heroes when they come home. That isn't just a reality, is it?
No, it's you know, sad, really, to be fair. And I, obviously, some of my biggest followers, or the majority of my followers, are either Army or ex-Army. And some of the stories I've heard are just shocking, to be fair. I mean, I become very good friends with a guy called Lee. And this is a guy, despite being hit, he went out under fire and recovered two fatally wounded soldiers. When he got back, he was then dismissed from the army with post-traumatic stress disorder, and the guy's life fell to bits. You know, it's real shame.
And for you, it's real life. I think a lot of people think that you've just took it upon yourself to do this kind of heroic gesture, but actually it's real life for you as well.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
And you arrive in Blackpool in March, March the 15th.
Yeah, I'm very, very excited and also very, very nervous about crossing the finishing line, because I just don't know what I'm going to do with my life afterwards.
And as a kind of final message to anybody across the Bay Area, why you've been here, what will you remember of the Bay Area and its coastlines while you've been walking through?
Marsh. Marsh, bog and crumbling coast paths. I've heard a rumour that they are on about redoing the Cumbria Coast Path, because at the moment, you know, so much of the old Cumbrian coastal way has fell into the sea, and the only reminder of that is... certain styles that are hanging off the side of a cliff. But yeah, it'd be nice. But it is, I mean, some of the scenery. But one of my favourite walks actually in Cumbria was from Haverig all the way around that bay back up to Barra. That was just beautiful. But I had also a beautiful day to see the scenery.